It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we list music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Tattooed Tony of Broken Past calls in to tell us about his band's upcoming show with Jeff Tate. Scarlett Carson returns to Rock the Stone Pony. Little Vicious releases their new album, and Paul Marino makes his Jersey Rock debut. But first, let's kick off the show with a band that put on a killer set at the Jersey Rock Showcase back in February. You can catch them in action at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on June 21st. Here's Morningside Lane with a great track for the early summer season. Boardwalk on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their EP, A Fifth of Elvis. It was recorded by Pete Steinkopf of the Bouncing Souls. Check it out at morningsidelane.bandcamp.com and don't miss them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on June 21st. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Tattooed Tony of Broken Past. You can catch them opening for Jeff Tate at the Starland Ballroom on June 26th. Dude, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me, man. We really appreciate it.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on here. You guys are rocking a number of shows coming up. First, June 22nd, you're over at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch to support Lunch Break, right?
Yeah. I have my small nonprofit foundation, Under My Skin for Life. That day we have 10 bands playing. We're one of them, of course. And we're gathering food for the local food bank and bread bank called Lunch Break. We're always doing some kind of charity stuff and giving back.
Just a week later, you're over at EJ's in Seaside Heights.
Yes, at EJ's, we're playing with Second Chance. We're playing with the two twin boys we play with. They're 13 years old, the Knuckleheads, and they come out with Metallica and Slayer and stuff like that. We're also playing with another band called Bone.
And then June 26th, so in between these two shows, this is huge, you're opening for Jeff Tate over at Starland.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, we're so excited. We're playing with Ripped, and we're direct support for Jeff Tate. And, I'm an 80s kid, so being able to open for Jeff Tate is just like a dream come true for us, you know?
How can someone get tickets for any of those shows?
You can go to our website, www.brokenpastnj.com. And you can get tickets to any shows.
Of course, your EP, Time for Change, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
Well, so let me tell you what happened real quick. We launched the EP. We got signed with High Vol Music out of Red Bank shortly after we released the EP. So everything has been remixed and remastered. We have a distribution date for the new mix and master coming June 28th. And then everything will be launched on all platforms, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music. I mean, any place where you can download music, you'll be able to find Broken Pass come June 28th.
And we're going to rock the track for Time for Change momentarily, but we recently featured the video for this tune as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. What went into producing that video?
Man, I'll tell you what, it was such, we tried to make it kind of like a little bit of a party atmosphere in our recording studio. A bunch of friends came out and hung out, and I mean, we just made it like a big party. I mean, you can tell by watching the video, there's a lot of energy in this song. The song is about time for change, about, you know, the evolution of life, how don't stay stuck in one rut. If you think things are going bad, just pick your head up, pick your pieces up, and keep moving forward. You know, at some point, there's a time for change. So that's what this song's all about.
Tattoo Tony of Broken Past. You got a bunch of opportunities to catch them coming up. June 22nd over at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch to support Lunch Break. June 26th, opening for Jeff Tate at the Starland Ballroom. And then June 29th over at EJ's in Seaside. Tony, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Sam here, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Broken Past, The Time for Change, on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What is up? This is Santino from Scarlett Carson, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Streaming down a fairy tale. What I'm chasing.
Carson with West Coast Streamer on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss their classic lineup reunion show at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Saturday, June 8th. Joining them on the bill are City Vision, The New Black, This Year's Comeback, and Jersey Rock Band of the Week, Commonwealth. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Check out Scarlett Carson at ScarlettCarson.com. Joining us over the phone is Paul Marino. Paul Marino Band is rocking a number of area venues throughout the spring and summer. You can catch him over at La Terraza on Friday nights right here in Belmar. See him at the 9th Avenue Pier. Paul, thanks for calling into the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. Perfect day.
Totally, man. It's a pleasure to have you on here. And, you know, you rock in an acoustic trio that plays the area. You can be caught at a number of places, the 9th Avenue Pier, the Marina Grill, Harpoon Willie's, La Terraza in Belmar. What can people expect from a performance from the Paul Marino Band?
Well, we do a lot of classic rock tunes, 60s, 70s. I mean, we can do 50s and 80s as well. But a lot of the tunes we do are lyric strong from the singer-songwriters, you know, like the Jimmy Croce, the Beatles, Neil Young, Neil Diamond, Johnny Cash. And we play our own instruments, and we have vocal harmonies. We don't bring in any, you know, electric sounds or, you know, added instruments.
And I understand that sometimes Emily Grove will perform with you.
That's actually true. I met Emily some years ago, and we were bringing her in part-time, and then she played with us for a good 5 years, and now she just comes in because now she does her own thing.
And you've got a new track out. You co-wrote this with Mark Ribbler, who's over on tour with Little Steven right now. How did the track Hello Life come together?
That's a great question. You know, some years ago, some friends of mine were telling me to write my own tunes, and I remember in a room with my niece Rachel, who at the time was 3 years old, and I was taking guitar lessons, and I was trying to show off to her. I said, "Hey, Ray, check this song out that I've been working on." And she would look at me and say, "Hey, Uncle Paul, I'm three." And she was coloring something, and we were competing with each other for attention. So I couldn't get her attention. She couldn't get mine, and she just kept looking at me. And I just grabbed a piece of paper and pen, and I wrote down the thoughts that were coming into my mind. And I just wrote down, "Look at me, I'm cute and three." I put down 20 more lines, wrote the song, didn't do anything with it, and then down the line, someone said, "Hey, I know this guy that lives in Bradley that could produce that song." So I went to go see him play. I had never met Mark. I brought my guitar over to, I believe it was some bar in Lock Arbor, and I said, "Hey, do you mind if I play a tune with you?" So we jammed at this bar in Lock Arbor, and I said, "I'd like you to produce the song I wrote." He said, "Well, look me up." Went to his house in Bradley. 20 minutes later, came out with a burn CD.
And is this song available for download anywhere? How can you get a hold of it?
Yes, it is, Tom. You can go to paulmarinoband.com. I do have a website, and it has a calendar with when we're playing. It has videos and photos, and then you can go to where it says music, and you can see it there and download it.
And, you know, you've got a number of gigs coming up. Can you just give us a rundown of everywhere you'll be playing in the next few months and where people can get a hold of you?
Sure. Besides Harpoon Willie's and 9th Avenue Pier, I do work for Chefs International, so sometimes I will be at the Marina Grill. There's also another bar besides Harpoon Willie's. They also own Half Moon Point. And we're also a band for hire. We're available for private parties. Plus, we play over at some golf courses, for example, a Manasquan River Golf Club.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to maybe hire you for a gig, how can they do so?
Well, you can send me an email at paulmarino879@yahoo.com, or just go to my website. I'm pretty easy to get in touch with, or just Google my name, paulmarinoband.com.
Paul Marino, catch him at a number of great venues this spring and summer. Paul, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Tom.
My pleasure. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Paul Marino Band with Hello Life on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Well, hello, life. How do you do? I got this thing I won't share with you. Look at me, 'cause I'm cute and three. When I was 13, I wanna be 18. Come 21, man, I'm still young. But now I'm 40, Lord have mercy. I grab my coat, grab my hat. I pick up Mary, man, she's all that. And she could swing and shake that thing. I'm 65 and I'm barely alive. I keep my tea in this old glass jar next to my bed with my steel guitar. I'm 70, my knees are weak. Lord, won't you please come take me? 'Cause I'd rather be cute and three. Hello, life, how do you do? Got this thing I won't share with you. Look at me, sound cute and three. Look at me, sound cute and three.
Hi, this is Margaret King of Little Vicious. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rest Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That track's from their new album, Dark Country. It's available now at littlevicious.bandcamp.com. And they're currently out on tour, but they'll be back in our area on July 26th. They're rocking the Barbary over in Philadelphia. More info at littlevicious.music.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent, Rock the Airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock. on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.